I am, my name is David Campbell. I'm the Development Hearing Officer. I call to order the April 26th hearing of the DHO at 9:02 a.m. This is a remote or online hearing where all participants will be on a video or audio conference. We're conducting this hearing remotely so that everyone can participate safely while we are still notionally under a public health issue. We want to please keep your audio on mute and your video off when you're not involved in the case being heard. Please note that we are recording the audio of this hearing. Since it is audio only, it will be important that you give your name each time before you begin your remarks. We will use the chat capability of Zoom to let you know which agenda item we are on. Please watch for that feed. The chat will also let you ask a question of the moderators, which are Jay Rodenbeck and Robert Webb. We want to inform you that all chat conversations are part of the record and subject to the Inspection of Public Records Act. Please keep your chat comments relevant to the hearing. I'd like to introduce the development facilitation team staff and swear them in. We'll do it in two groups. The first group is Jolene Wolfley, Associate Planning Director, Jay Rodenbeck, Development Services Manager, Robert Webb, Senior Planner, and Shahab Biazar. The four of you, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes.
Yes. I do.
Thank you. The next group is other members of the development facilitation team, David Gutierrez with the Water Authority, Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement, Whitney Phelan with Parks and Rec, Tiquan Chen, Hydrology, and Ernest Armijo, Transportation. Do all of you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. A note for the applicants, any plats that are approved today will be electronically signed following the hearing. Mr. Jay Rodenbeck routes these documents through the development facilitation team members once the applicant has submitted a final PDF that includes all of their utility signatures. Then the applicants will receive an emailed copy of the signed document. If you are approved with conditions, you will need to complete the conditions with the appropriate DFT member and then send the documents, the PDFs, to Mr. Rodenbeck to get electronic signatures. The city engineer is the final person to sign a plat. Ms. Angela Gomez is our hearing monitor today. Ms. Gomez will alert us to changes in the agenda. Ms. Gomez, do we have any changes to the published agenda today?
Yes, we do. For item number four, PR 2022-007645, application SD 2023-53 for preliminary and final plat, the agent requests deferral to May 10th.
Okay, the DHO will take that as a request of the applicant.
Excuse me?
Yes.
I apologize. Could we speak with Mr. Mulhall and ask him to verify the day he would like to defer to?
Sure. Mr. Mulhall?
Yes, good morning, Mr. Raymond, Cartesian Surveys. I don't know if you need to swear me in, but we have been communicating with Ms. Wolfley about the deferral date, and it's my understanding that we need to defer to the correct hearing officer that will be overseeing a certain week's case, and I think that's where her concern is.
Okay, Mr. Mulhall, before you go further, let me ask you if you swear or affirm to tell the truth.
That's Mr. Raymond with Cartesian Surveys. I do swear to tell the truth.
Great, thank you. We've had a discussion on this, and to make it to facilitate your application, the hearing officer is willing to do this on the May 10th at the end of the hearing, which or on May 24th in a month's time. We don't want to unduly delay you given our schedule. So do you have a preference, or does your client have a preference as between those two dates?
Yes, Raymond, Cartesian Surveys. We would prefer the 10th. I think, as I understand it from the correspondence we've had, I think that the information we need to provide can be provided by that date. I'll be in touch, I guess, if any of the other comments that we've received necessitate dragging it out the full month. But I think we can satisfy the parking concern comments that we received at least within that date. And then I think we'll be able to clear up any other misunderstandings ahead of that as well. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Ms. Wolfley, I think that satisfies your question and our concerns. So without any objection, I will defer that case, which is PR 2022-007645 SD 2023-53 to the May 10th DHO hearing. All right, we are back on the we've now deferred that case. Now we have the agenda set for today. We'll ask any members of the public that would like to speak up on a particular item to let us know when that agenda item is called. When we get to the case time for public comment, if you're on Zoom, please use the raise your hand feature. If you're on video, you can literally raise your hand, or on audio, please press *9 if needed. If any participant causes a disruption, the participant will be removed from the meeting. If there are any technical issues, I will close and end the hearing, and the DHO hearing will resume at 1 p.m. using the same Zoom link and phone number. As we begin, let me read a statement regarding the purpose of the development hearing officer. The DHO was created in 2022 by amendment to the Integrated Development Ordinance. The DHO and the DFT staff members apply the standards and requirements in the Integrated Development Ordinance and the Development Process Manual. All right, with those introductory remarks concluded, let me begin today's hearing. We will begin with case number one on today's agenda, which is PR 2022-07348 SD 2023-70. It's a vacation of right-of-way. Cartesian Surveys agent for Armando Rodriguez Galindo and Cecilia Celis Rodriguez request this vacation of right-of-way for all or a portion of lots 1 through 3, block 3, Apache Trail, zoned R-1A, located at 2401 6th Street Northwest between Prospect Avenue Northwest and Towner Avenue Northwest, containing approximately 0.1658 acres. Mr. Mulhall, I assume that you are speaking. Are there any others who are speaking on this matter for the applicant? Hearing none. And Mr. Mulhall, you have been sworn in. So if you would proceed to make a brief presentation of this project.
Certainly. Again, this is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian Surveys, address PO Box 44414, Rio Ranch, New Mexico, 87174, serving as agent. I'll introduce the vacation that we're proposing, but I did want to mention that I did receive a call this morning from somebody at city offices saying that there was a gentleman that was looking to attend the hearing in person. And so it had been our efforts in every communication that we'd sent out that this would be a remote hearing over Zoom. But I believe he was trying to make his way to planning offices in order to try to attend. He might be attending over phone. I did provide the Zoom phone number and meeting number for them to join by that method if they weren't able to make it to planning. But to get back to the matter at hand.
Let me stop you right there just to pause. And let me ask if There, one, did you get the person's name who was inquiring and wanting to participate?
I'm afraid I didn't. I didn't answer the phone directly. It was transferred over to me as I was preparing for our cases this morning. Okay. So I'm not aware of the name. I apologize.
Right. Well, let's go ahead with your presentation. And at a given point, we will ask for public comment. And if somebody is here, they can comment.
Excellent. Thank you, sir. So again, this is Ren Mall with Cartesian Surveys. The purpose of our action today is to vacate a portion of right-of-way from 6th Street Northwest. That property is currently vacant and is being used as a sort of driveway for our client's property. There is a curb cut that fronts it. And so it's the intent of our client to make use of that space and incorporate it with his property as part of a lot line elimination action down the road. And so that's what is currently shown with the dotted lines. He's looking to consolidate the three lots of his property into one because there's a residence with lot lines going through it. So he wants to clean that up. And while he's at it, to incorporate that vacated portion of right away that is vacant and unused into his property. The vacation of right away we feel is warranted because the rest of the right away along 6th Street frontages is going to be at that same sort of distance as where we propose to request that right away. And that also allows for additional sidewalk and landscaping buffers and the like to be provided along the frontage of the property, should that be needed in the future. And so with that, we await comment. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mulhall. And there, we want to make sure we have a good audio recording. And there did seem to be some background noise. I don't know if it was somebody else on here or whether it was in your own space, but I want to make sure we preserve a good audio record of this. So we will thank you for that presentation. Now, members of the public may indicate that they wish to speak on this. This would be the time for anyone not city staff who is here for this matter to identify themselves either with the raised hand icon or with a physical raised hand on the screen. And I see none. Let me ask Ms. Gomez as our monitor. Have you been made aware of anybody here who's wants to speak on this matter?
I see no one, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Okay, thank you. I see Ms. Wolfley has her hand up. Ms. Wolfley?
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jolene Wolfley. Would you just ask the staff if anyone has seen someone this morning in the building that was looking for a DHO hearing?
Sure. You've asked that question. Let's see if any staff members have seen somebody there at planning.
This is Robert Webb. I have not seen anybody. I can check the lobby if you like.
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind, we want to make sure that we give everybody an opportunity to participate. But not to delay this, if we find somebody, then we will.
This is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian. I just wanted to chime in that gentleman who called the city employee's name was Dave Carr, I believe. And so I don't know if that helps at all. I wasn't aware of the gentleman. He was looking to help's name. I don't think I received that.
Oh, you're saying the city employee was Dave Carr?
Yes, sir. I believe that's the case.
All right. Okay. Okay. Well, we will, let's go ahead. I'll reserve a chance if we find said person to give their comments or questions, but let's move forward. I will now ask for DFT members to make their comments or make questions. We'll start with Mr. Gutierrez with the Water Authority. Sir?
Hi, yeah, this is David Gutierrez, the Water Authority. I have no issues with the proposed vacation. I do want to just confirm that this was surveyed or will be surveyed prior to vacation to ensure that the water and sewer infrastructure within proximity is not within any of this right-of-way to be vacated. I didn't foresee any. Ryan, you can clarify if that's already been done. But I my records don't show that that's the case, but I just want confirmation of that. And then no future objections to the plat either. So, yeah.
Okay. Mr. Mulhall, could you answer that? And also, I noted in the record that PNM raised a similar question, if there are facilities that they have in the vacated or proposed to be vacated land that they wanted to know about that as well. Mr. Mulhall?
Okay. Yes, this is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian Surveys. We have surveyed the existing improvements. And so the site sketch, I believe, illustrates that we did locate the sanitary sewer and water lines within Prospect, but we didn't identify any water or sewer or PNM, I think, for that matter, within the vacated area, at least not on the ground. I'd have to confirm if there were any overhead lines, but I don't believe there were at this time. Thank you.
Okay. So when you say you didn't identify any, you looked for them and they were sort of affirmatively not there. Is that right?
Yes, sir. That's correct. Sorry if I was unclear.
All right. No, that's great. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Gutierrez. We'll move now to code enforcement, Mr. Palmer. You're muted, Mr. Palmer.
Thank you. I apologize. This is Jeff Palmer with code enforcement. Code enforcement comments from a DRB sketch plat on July 7, 2022 are acknowledged within the submittal. And there is an indication in the submittal that and on the plat that steps are being taken to obtain variances for the required rear and side setbacks for the existing structure. Side setback on the corner lot street side is given as 6.8 feet and 10 feet is required. The rear setback shows as 8.1 feet and 10 feet is required in the rear. This has actually been noted on the plat as it indicated in the submittal notes on sheet two. There's a little place right in the center bottom that says ZHE variance notes, and it's just waiting for the dates to be filled in for the completion of approval of those conditions. So with that incomplete, code enforcement cannot approve until the notice of decision from the zoning hearing examiner has been obtained and the appeal period passed and then the incomplete notes on the plat have been completed accordingly. I have no further comments and no other objections.
Okay, let's ask Mr. Mulhall. Well, Ms. Wolfley, I see your hand is up.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Jolene Wolfley. Mr. Palmer, is this vacation affecting the setbacks that you are highlighting that would have gone to the zoning hearing examiner? Is this vacation affecting those?
No, it is not. That is a valid point that the structure itself had those existing setbacks prior to the reconfiguration of the lots. This was initially based on IDO 54C1, which states that all lots created by a subdivision shall comply with applicable standards in Part 14.16.3 overlay zones and section 14.16.5.1 dimensional standards. And that's where that justification came from. However, you do make a valid point that these could possibly be viewed as non-conforming existing setbacks.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. The setbacks, as I understand it, would be looked at the platting stage. I mean, they will have to come in for a replat. Right now, this is just the right-of-way vacation.
You're right. I apologize. I am confusing the replat with the vacation, and no, this will not impact the vacation. So I rescind those comments and say that code enforcement has no comments, no further, no, rescinds that comment and has no objections to this, to the proposed vacation of right of way.
Okay. Thank you all for clarifying all that. Just out of curiosity, it does sound like there may be a ZHE proceeding going on. Mr. Mulhall, can you address that, whether you've gone to ZHE already?
Yes, Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian. I appreciate the discussion. I was about to make the same argument for the dependency of these ZHE matters, which were heard this past Tuesday on the 18th with the ZHE. And so the matter has been heard, and it is currently under, deliberation by the staff that oversee the ZHE. And so we haven't received a notice of decision yet because it's not within the 15 days of that response time, but we didn't anticipate any type of objection or issues with that. We didn't have any members of the public attend that hearing, voicing any dissent or anything like that with that action. So we don't anticipate any issues, but it's still about a week out until we'll know with a notice of decision. Thank you.
Okay, great. And it sounds like all of that will get decided in the plat approval, the final plat. Today, we're just doing the vacation of the right-of-way question. So thank you, Mr. Mulhall, and all of you, Ms. Wolfley, and Jay Rodenbeck, Mr. Palmer. Now we'll move to Parks and Rec, Whitney Phelan. Ms. Phelan.
Good morning. This is Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation, and I have no comments or objections to the request.
Thank you very much. Now to hydrology, Piquan Chen, Mr. Chen.
Piquan Chen, hydrology. Hydrology has no objection to the vacation.
Thank you. We move to transportation, Mr. Armijo.
Ernest Armijo, transportation. 6th Street is a principal arterial and requires 6-foot sidewalk with 5 to 6-foot landscape buffer. Prospect Avenue is a local street and requires 5-foot sidewalk with a 4 to 6-foot landscape buffer. From the cross sections provided, it appears right-of-way dedication will not be needed to achieve this. Please add these items to an infrastructure list, which must be financially guaranteed. That, of course, will go with the plat. Other than this, transportation has no objection to the vacation.
Okay, thank you very much. And now we turn to planning, Ms. Wolfley or Mr. Rodenbeck.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I'll do the comments on this one. So we had had the comment in our memo about the near North Valley Neighborhood Association needing to confirm if they desire to have a neighborhood meeting. That confirmation has been provided that they don't want to have a neighborhood meeting. So we've gotten that cleared away. You know, this the vacation of the portion of 6th Street is depicted on the vacation exhibit was justified as a proposed vacation covers an area which has been curved off and is vacant, and the applicant is seeking to use the area for off-street parking and a better area for access to their gate, to their backyard. And we elaborate a little bit more on that about that. This would be, and I'll go back to the aerial that I was showing earlier. The right-of-way boundary will be more consistent with other properties along the front 6th Street. If you look here, this is the subject property here. And the actual boundary here is right here where that fence is. But incorporating that vacated right-of-way for 6th Street will basically stretch it out to where the frontage is along the other properties in the immediate vicinity of the subject property along the west side of 6th Street. So, therefore planning staff has no objection to this vacation. I do note some future platting comments. This will have to come back for a minor preliminary final plat application. And Mr. Beazar, I see your hand is raised.
Yeah, I was going to call on Mr. Beazar, city engineer. Yes, sir.
This is Shahab Beazar. I just had a question for Mr. Mohawk. It seems like there's an alley to the west of the property. Is the owner using that area at all? I was wondering if it's being used by the owner or just probably vacate this as well.
This is Ray Mohawk with Cartesian Surveys. That area is a former MRGCD irrigation ditch and lateral, which has been abandoned by some legal files that are provided on the labeling on the plat. And so the area is no longer used and is no longer has never been used by our client. Our client has fencing and has halted development up against the former boundary of that. And so that abandoned lateral is in use by the western adjoining owner and not by our client in any way. Thank you.
All right, thank you. That's all I had.
Okay, thank you for that clarification. All right, Mr. Rodenbeck, had you concluded there?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. No, just a few more quick comments regarding the future plat in action. I'll just note that the amount of right-of-way being supposed to be vacated in this right-of-way vacation is not exceeding the threshold for DHO approval. This will be approved by the development hearing officer and not city council. So they can come back, the applicant can come back for apply an action basically immediately should this right-of-way vacation be approved. And I'll just note that, I have some comments about what the applicant needs to do for the plan action. Mr. Mulhall is very aware of all those requirements. We do mention the ZHE, variances being applied for, and we note that that will need to be dealt with prior to the acceptance of the minor preliminary final plan action. And finally, the applicant must consult with real property regarding the purchase of the right-of-way. For future development guidance, we have a few FYI comments on that. And we note that, the existing conditions of the sidewalk based upon the cross sections that were provided by the applicant, and that's already been discussed by Mr. Armijo with transportation. At the platting stage, they'll have to address that with an infrastructure list to put any required infrastructure improvements on there for sidewalks. So that concludes my comments. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Rodenbeck. And I note from the chat box that Mr. Webb has gone out to the ground floor lobby across the hall and reports that no members of the public were waiting to participate in this. Let me ask one more time, though, in case there is any member of the public who was here to comment or ask questions on this matter, agenda item number one, which is PR 2022-7348, located at 2401 6th Street. Are there any members of the public that we have not heard from? And seeing none, I think we've done our best. All right, Mr. Mulhall, I'll ask you if you have any concluding remarks before we take action on this matter.
This is from all Cartesian Surveys. Given that there was a member of the public that had interest in attending the hearing and everything, I was hoping you could give us some guidance on, the future communication that we need to do as we're working with real property regarding the purchase of the property, just in case it happens to be like our North adjoiner or somebody else that could potentially make a claim to purchase that property as well.
I'm not gonna opine as to what any legal rights of adjacent property owners would be. This would be a vacation. Your applicant, your client, would need to acquire this through the normal process with real property. I believe there is notice that's provided during that process. Somebody can correct me if I'm mistaken about that. Mr. Rodenbeck, you have your hand up.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I'll just note this vacated, this area that would be vacated is entirely, I believe, on the frontage of the subject property for this application. And so, you know, real property would have to confirm, you know, perhaps this question, but I think, I mean, this would be entirely within the, it would be entirely up to the applicant. I don't think there would be a question of another adjacent property, adjoining, a budding or adjacent property owner being able to request the purchase of this right-of-way. Mr. Beazar, am I right about this, or?
This is Shahab Beazar. That is correct. I mean, real property confirms that, but this portion that is being vacated, it's fronts the applicant's property. And so no, they are the ones who will be acquiring the right of way to real property.
I think Mr. Mulhall's question had to do with the lands to the north, which may be the only other non-public actor adjacent here. Is that, was that your question, Mr. Mulhall?
Yes, that's correct. It's Ryan with Cartesian. I hadn't ever vacated right away that adjoined another property that could potentially, I guess, request or get involved in that purchase process. So I wasn't familiar with how that would work as far as our obligations for notification or how they could get involved with the discussions with real property. So I was just hoping for some guidance on that. It sounds like we'll need to look to real property to understand that process in the future, though. Thank you.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Mr. Beazar, Mr. Mulhall, in a discussion yesterday with me, noted that this neighboring property to the north, they park their RV. You can see the RV back there. They come through this entrance here, I believe, and come up, and I think that's an open area that it parks at, basically partially in the city right away. And they utilize this space, though. So would the applicant need to get a cross-access easement granted on their plat when they come in for the replat? Or, I mean, you know, that's, I think, what Mr. Mulhall was alluding to, right?
This is Ryan with Cartesian. That in part, I did want to note that that owner to the north is blocking off that access. So if you look at that pole there, they are using that as the basis of sort of a chain link fence that would run east west into our brick wall. There's kind of some misunderstandings, I think, on their part of where their property ends. And so it's kind of out of alignment with their actual property line. Our runner in the field had some comments from a person that he met when he was photographing the site that it was under their impression that their property line ended there where that pole is. And so they had been putting up a chain link fence to block sort of their through access at that point. So I don't think there's so much of a concern with cross lot access anymore, but just I think with the ambiguity and their understanding of where their property ends, that if it goes through real property, that there might be.
This is Shahab Beazar. It seems like they're parking their RV within the right of way. Regardless, that those entrances typically when it fronts your property, basically is that that curb cut is for the property that fronts it, not for the adjoining property. If they want their own entrance, they have to request a drive cut permit. So if they're using it, I mean, that's not really a legal way to get to their property because this entrance, this curb cut fronts someone else's property. I mean, having a wide right of way doesn't indicate that they could use this curb cut to get to their property.
Okay, this is Ryan with Cartesian. I appreciate your guidance on that. And then, yeah, we'll just look to real property, I think, for the guidance on the purchase side of things. Thank you.
This is DHO Campbell. I think you've got, there is the pending ZHE action that you're going to get instructions on, or a decision on. There's the replat action that we've talked about already. And then there's the real property acquisition of this property, which has its own set of requirements. And I think you've got a few steps to go, and if there are ongoing disputes with the neighbor, there are other fora in which to take care of those. As for today's action, the vacation of the right of way, the DHO is going to approve that vacation with the conditions that you assure that there are no utility services such as PNM or water utilities in the vacated right of way, which apparently your survey has shown, but your survey isn't in the file. So that matter is approved, and we will move on to item number 2.